Lord, with thy knowledge and invitation, our best, including the sight of the Lord, as a thanks and our belief.
Have you ever noticed that as we get older, we become experts at worry? One elderly gentleman was asked, how many of the things you worry about actually happen? He replied, well, thankfully, very few, but I spend a lot of time preparing for them. Many of us can relate to that. We worry about our health, our children, our grandchildren, the cost of living, world events, the future of the church, and sometimes even what tomorrow might bring. Yet, into all those uncertainties comes the wonderful declaration of Romans chapter 5, verse 1. Therefore, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Not peace with circumstances, not peace with politics, not peace with the stock market, but peace with God. And that changes everything. Paul wrote Romans to Christians living in the capital of the Roman Empire. Rome was not a perfect place. Political tensions were everywhere. Persecution was never far away. Many Christians were living with uncertainty about the future. In other words, my dear friends, they were not so different from us. They did not know what tomorrow would bring. Yet Paul did not begin with fear. He began with grace. He reminded them that because of Jesus Christ, they stand in a new relationship with God. The word justified is a legal term. Imagine standing before a judge and hearing the verdict, not guilty. Not because of anything you have done, but because Christ has done everything for you. That is what we call grace. As the great Anglican bishop and theologian J.C. Ryle once said, the brightest evidence of God's love is the gift of Christ. The brightest evidence of God's love is the gift of Christ. Because of Christ, we are no longer enemies of God, but beloved children of God. Many years ago, a man was traveling on a ship across the Atlantic Ocean. A violent storm arose. Passengers were frightened. People were running around anxiously. And yet, one little girl sat quietly reading a book. When asked why she was not afraid, she simply answered, I'm not afraid because my father is the captain of this ship. She trusted the one who was in charge. Friends, the Christian life, our Christian life does not promise calm seas, but it does remind us who is the captain. God remains in control, sovereign. Christ remains Lord. The Holy Spirit remains present. And therefore, we need not to live in fear. One of the most surprising verses in this biblical text this morning is Romans chapter 5, verse 3. And not only that, but we also boast in our sufferings. We boast in our sufferings? Really, Paul? Most of us would rather boast about avoiding suffering. Yet Paul explains why. Suffering produces endurance. Endurance produces character. Character produces hope. And hope does not disappoint us. Many of you gathered here today understand this better than maybe our younger generations. You have lived through economic downturns, family struggles, illnesses, bereavements, disappointments, and challenges that tested your faith. Yet, here you are, still worshiping, still praying, still trusting, still singing the hymns, still receiving the Holy Communion, still standing firm in grace. Your presence here is a testimony that God has been faithful. God has been faithful. In 1871, a Chicago lawyer named Horatio Spafford experienced a series of devastating losses. First, much of his property was destroyed in the Great Chicago Fire. 2 years later, while his wife and four daughters were sailing to Europe, their ship collided with another vessel in the Atlantic Ocean and sank. His wife survived, but all four daughters perished. Heartbroken, Spafford sailed across the Atlantic Ocean to join his grieving wife in Europe. During the voyage, the captain informed him when they reached the approximate location where his daughters had drowned. Standing on the deck of the ship, overwhelmed by sorrow, Spafford reflected on God's faithfulness even in the midst of unimaginable grief. And out of that experience came the beloved hymn.
When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot thou hast taught me to say, it is my
what is remarkable is that Spafford did not write those words because life was easy. He wrote these words, this hymn, because he had discovered a peace that circumstances could not take away. That is precisely what Paul is talking about in Romans chapter 5. Therefore, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Paul is not promising that we Christians will avoid suffering. Horatio Spafford certainly did not. Many of us certainly have not. But Paul is telling us that even when sorrows like sea billows roll, we can have peace because our relationship with God is secure through Jesus Christ. Many of you here today have faced your own sorrows. Again, illness, bereavement, disappointments, family worries, and seasons of uncertainty. Yet God has carried you through them all. So like Horatio Spafford, you can testify to the Christians out there that Christian peace is not the absence of trouble. It is the presence of Christ in the midst of trouble. So Paul reaches the climax in verse 5 of today's biblical text in our first second reading. God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. Notice this, my dear friends. Paul did not say sprinkled, not measured sparingly, not ration, but poured abundantly, generously, overflowing. Sometimes people think Christianity is mainly about our love for God. But the gospel, the good news begins with God's love for us. Paul writes, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Christ did not die for us after we became good enough, not after we fixed our lives, not after we proved ourselves worthy. Christ died for us while we were still sinners. That is the wonder of grace. God's love loves us before we deserve it. Indeed, my dear friends, that is the very definition of grace. So as we continue this journey through Romans, let us remember three truths. First, our standing with God secure. We are justified by faith. We do not need to earn God's love. We live in Him. Second, our sufferings are not wasted. God continues to shape us through every season of our life. Even now, He is at work. Remember, what did I mention you last Sunday? God is not finished with you.
Yes.
Third, our future is filled with hope. Not because circumstances are predictable, but because God's love is dependable. God's love is dependable. So in conclusion, friends, many things have changed since the very first time we entered this church decades ago. Governments have come and gone. Technology has transformed the world. Families have changed. Suburb communities have changed. Even the Anglican Church has changed. But I think it hasn't changed that we sit in the same pews. For 60 minutes. But one thing has never changed. Jesus Christ, the same Lord, the same God who called you years ago continues to hold you today. The same grace that saved you still sustains you. The same love that met you in the past walks beside you into the future. Therefore, as Paul says, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Stand firm in that grace, rest in that peace, live in that hope, and trust the God whose love never fails. Amen.